USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis issuing an emergency declaration, even though Hurricane Dorian is still probably 3 days out from striking the Sunshine State. That's what most models say it will do, though people from Louisiana to Georgia are supposed to be on alert, as the track is not set in stone. A good example of that is, 24 hours ago, the storm was expected to hit Puerto Rico. It largely missed Puerto Rico, but ended up drenching the U.S. Virgin Islands with torrential rains and battering them with heavy winds.
I know this isn't the result we wanted.
Democratic U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand there from a video she posted online late yesterday telling supporters she's dropping out of the race for the White House.
But it's important to know when it's not your time and to know how you can best serve your community and country.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.